You're listening to Smack Talk Radio Live.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I'm
broadcasting live from New York, New Jersey, this is WrestleMania Weekend.
Here we are, WrestleMania Weekend. My name is Corey Callahan. You're listening to Smack Talk Radio Live. Saturday night, the night before the biggest show in professional wrestling, WrestleMania 29, coming from MetLife Stadium, and where else? New York, New Jersey. Huge night tonight, and we're going to get to it. It was the Hall of Fame night, Bruno Sammartino getting inducted, lots to chat about, and it's the night before WrestleMania. What else is there to say? Before we get in, let me just remind everyone, www.smacktalkradiolive.com. Like the page at facebook.com/smacktalkradio. And if you haven't already, hey, add us on Twitter, at SRL Radio. Now, typically, I'm joined by my partner in crime, James McDonald. He's back home in Vancouver. And I got another partner in crime here tonight from Philadelphia. You all have known and you all love him, Brian Socha. Brian, how you doing, my friend?
How you doing, Mr. Callahan? It's a pleasure to be here. You spared no expense. This beautiful steak dinner, some lobster on the way, Dom Perignon. This is how Smack Talk Radio does it. I'm so happy to be back again, brother.
Let's just be realistic. You and I are sitting on a freaking couch at Hotel Pennsylvania. Now, for those who don't know what's happening at Hotel Pennsylvania tonight,
there's two people trying to sleep as we do an interview right across because that's what's happening.
Fuck the people trying to sleep. It's Saturday night, the night before WrestleMania, like I give two shits, right? What is happening at Hotel Pennsylvania tonight? You're here with your buddies, and do you know what's going on here tonight? It is right across the street from Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I actually, on the way in, I bumped into some friends, too. There's a guy who runs a huge indie around here, PWS. They just had super shows, Kevin Matthews. And he was telling me, I think there's a Kevin Nash party, and Blue Meanie's also here. He's a friend of mine. He's doing some signing. So I don't know how much it is to get in, but I'm not trying to pay. But, hey, it's a neat experience. There's a lot of wrestling fans here. Very cool atmosphere.
Kevin Nash is going to be here. Goldust is going to be here. It's kind of one of those things where it's like you get to mingle with the legends. Is that right?
Kind of a thing where they're all trying to make their money and get every dime they can out of WrestleMania. But
exactly.
It's cool to meet them.
Have you been to any other WrestleMania festivities around town? I know that they had the Hogan Bischoff thing Q&A last night. Did you go to that or no?
No, I missed it. Actually, our hotel, though, is right next to where WrestleCon is happening. So we kind of tooled through there today, saw some friends, got to see Marty Jannetty, best wrestler of all time.
Nice.
And it was cool to see some friends there and a lot of old, cool merchandise and stuff. Access, I was in when it was closed the other night, but I walked around. And I was there yesterday, the other morning when it was closed too. We did a radio thing with some interviews. So it was pretty impressive. I didn't go to the actual access when it was happening, but what I saw was cool. And I snuck in the back. I'll tell you about that later.
Before I get into the intricate details of WrestleMania weekend, I want to remind everyone just who Brian Socha is. You are from Philadelphia. For the people who have never heard of you before, what's your background with professional wrestling?
People have never heard of me. There's probably a lot. So, Well, first of all, you can call me at the Brian Socha, SOSCIA, on Twitter if you want to follow me. Secondly, I've been in and around the wrestling business like my entire life. I've loved it, every part of it, not just the product on TV, the production, every single part of wrestling, the booking, I love it. I did indies for over 10 years. I wrestled for Jim Kettner's ECWA out of Delaware. That's the Super 8 tournament and stuff. I did some work on WWE TV, guy getting beat up. Now I'm on the radio in Philadelphia, and looks like a pretty good relationship with WWE. They treat me very well, and I just love wrestling. I mean, that's what it is. And I met you last year.
That's right. I was going to say, this is a bit of a tradition now, because last year, the night before WrestleMania 28, we sat down and we hammered out a pre-WrestleMania show, giving our predictions. We talked with your buddies, Michael Tobin.
He asked to say hello to you guys. He knows he's going to see you, Mike Tobin. He's in Florida, doing well. This is his hometown. He couldn't make it.
Wow. Yeah. And what about Chris Yacek? What's he up to?
Yacek is, who knows? That guy doesn't know he's up half the time. He's in the cloud. He's working. I think he's bought his own business. He was upset. He said that he couldn't be here. But, hey, you know, WrestleMania rolls on. Sorry, Yaz. Even without you, buddy.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your Saturday night, the night before WrestleMania, to sit down with us. Can't tell you how much I appreciate your opinions about WrestleMania. It's going to be good. Let's talk about it. WrestleMania. Well, actually, you know what? Let me start with Hall of Fame. We just finished Hall of Fame. You and I are literally sitting across the street from Madison Square Garden. What did you think of Hall of Fame tonight?
Well, I have mixed bag because it was the first time in all my years of being a fan and living so close to New York that I've ever gone to MSG. So that was a cool experience. Where I was sitting, we had good seats. It was a great class. I was so happy to see Bruno finally go in. He deserves it. And I had spoken to him before about going in, and he was against it. He really was. And I'd say, man, just go in for the fans, you know, not for anybody but the fans. And I think he made the right choice. It was very cool to see Bruno there. Backlund as well. Backlund stole the show. He was awesome. Great class. Sound quality was a little hard for me to hear. I can't wait to see how it turns out on DVD. But
interesting.
I had fun. I don't really like to, I guess maybe because it's where we're at. But usually they have signs of saying not for the fans not to yell and stuff. I don't like when they're screaming during the Hall of Fame speeches. And I also like when people get a little more dressed for it. Because they've done that in past years. I feel like that's starting to fade away where it's a little more special and there's a little more decorum usually. Yeah. It wasn't horrible, but you know, I enjoyed myself. Great class.
Are you insinuating that I'm not dressed up enough?
Oh, no, not you. You look great. You look great. You're just rocking the V-neck. I'm rocking the V-neck. I really didn't, you know, I didn't mean it like that. You're always looking. They can't see you. You're wearing a tuxedo. You look great.
That's the beauty of radio. Bruno does bring a sense of credibility to the Hall of Fame from here on out. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I definitely think he does, and I think that he's going to stay around for a while. I can't wait to see the movie that's coming out about his life. I can't wait to see the documentary. He's just such a good man with a lot of pride, and he's a hero. There's not many pure heroes anymore. He is, and I'm so happy that he went in. I'm so happy.
I'm also very happy to see that I didn't really hear any, or I should say I'm happy to hear that I didn't hear any bitterness in his speech, because a lot of people know that Bruno has been bitter with the WWE throughout the years, but I really didn't pick that up tonight. Would you agree?
No, Bruno's not bitter. I mean, he was bitter for years. We both know that, but no bitterness tonight, and I think that's for a couple reasons. I think, one, A, he got paid probably more money than anybody. I know for a fact, more money than anybody that's ever gone in. I don't know what the deal was, but he made a lot. Mm-hmm. And Bruno's a good guy, a man of his word. If he says he's going to – he went and did the research. He talked to doctors. He talked to – different people to make sure that the drugs weren't involved, the drug testing was legit. That was all very important to him. So once he saw that they cleaned up a little bit, there was no bitterness. I think he buried the hatchet, and he's getting older. Bruno knows he's got to preserve his legacy for the fans to see, I believe.
Aside from Bruno, who would you give speech of the night to?
It was hard for me to hear. Backlund was great because he flipped between going into crazy Backlund and normal Backlund. I didn't really like Maria Menounos inducting him, though.
That is just bizarre to me.
Well, apparently they're good friends, and I guess for them, you know, she's on Extra, the entertainment show, and I guess it just brings to them credibility to the ceremony. I didn't really like her up there.
I actually was one of the vocal ones up in the balcony yelling, get off the stage.
No suit, vocal screaming, where's your decorum, Mr. Callahan?
I don't understand why she's there, and it made no sense, and she was just going on and on and on, and I yelled, get off the stage.
You don't understand. First of all, like I said, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a bigger name, but when they do that, news outlets are going to report. It might get picked up on Extra.
Know.
They know. And I don't know if that was written for her or what, the speech.
Yeah.
But when she was saying certain like wrestling terminology at one point, that's when I kind of soured on it, because I don't think Maria Menounos should be using wrestling terminology. And if she has a problem with that, tweet me at the Brian Social.
Donald Trump getting inducted into the celebrity wing of Hall of Fame.
What do you think about that, Callahan?
Well, I thought it was very odd that he was getting booed, and I'd have to say I disagree with the fan reaction.
Well, you know, I think we disagreed a lot last year with certain things, opinions, but I agree 100% with you on that one, because Donald Trump is very important in WrestleMania history. Hosted two WrestleManias, had the biggest buy rate of all time, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's correct.
Yep.
And he's best friends with Vince, and he's a character.
How can you deny that the guy shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't want to get deep into it, but I think it's too because he's a Republican and it's New York and it's not really a Republican area. So
you think that's got a lot to do with it?
Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
He's very vocal with his politics, and he's a heel.
Yeah.
I mean, he is. So people are going to boo him. He didn't seem to mind it, but when they brought his daughter up, they cheered because she was hot.
Yeah.
It's a wrestling fan thing.
What do you think about Trish Stratus tonight?
I don't want to insult your fellow Canadian. So
that's all good.
No, she was good. Trish was good. She deserves it. She worked hard to get where she went, and she really deserved everything she got. Good speech. And why am I having a brain freeze here? Who inducted Trish? Stephanie.
Yeah.
Stephanie. And it was cool to see Stephanie up there, too. She looks great if you're having those kids.
Well, let's not get into that.
Yeah, I don't want to. Right?
My favorite chant of the night was Ron for her husband.
Yeah, that was great, man. She's pregnant or something?
Yeah, she's expecting in September, I think she
said. Little did they know, they should have been chanting Socia, 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 not Ron.
Wow.
Don't tell her that.
All right. Now, Hall of Fame, good time regardless. I mean, it makes you appreciate the industry.
Yes,
would you agree?
It does, 100%, man. And when Vince came out, this is the loosest I've ever seen Vince in my life. I noticed that. I really did tonight that Vince, he's usually very stoic. He seemed like he was having a good time tonight. Didn't seem as stressed out. That's from what I could see.
It's worth mentioning that he actually came out behind Bob Backlund and almost said, hurry it up. You know?
Yeah, I don't know if that, I wonder if it was part of it. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
You never know with Vince.
I can guarantee you're not seeing that on television.
Anything can happen in the WWE.
That's true. I thought it was interesting. But all around, good night. If you've never been to a Hall of Fame, it's definitely worth checking out. I actually sat in the crowd with two friends of mine from New Jersey who have never even experienced a wrestling festivity of any kind, and they were seriously, legitimately interested in the talks that were going on, the speeches that were happening, the stories that were being given. So it just goes to show that it really is an event worth checking out. If you haven't done so before, you got it at some point in time in your life. But that's Hall of Fame.
Hold on, I don't want to screw up your wrap up. I'm sorry for the Hall of Fame, but I'm going to, because the one thing that needs to be noted too is this year I noticed, unless you saw differently, there was no countdown clock to end the speeches early. I thought that was interesting.
Yes.
And I felt that the speeches may have been less scripted. But wrap it up. I'm sorry to mean.
No, that's good. It's worth mentioning. Absolutely. Do they script the speeches typically?
I said a couple years ago it'll be soon when they're scripting the speeches, and I think I read somewhere they did.
I don't see any teleprompter out there.
No. I think they just they don't have teleprompters from doing promos either.
Yeah,
you know, but they
true.
Can be scripted. But I think that like a couple years ago, who was it? Terry Funk or the Funks went in. Mm-hmm. They 2 minutes. That had to be scripted.
Fair enough.
That's my guess. I don't know.
We are less than 24 hours away from WrestleMania 29 at MetLife Stadium. I'm sure you've been out to Access already, gathering interviews. You've checked out MetLife Stadium. Very impressive venue, would you agree?
It's beautiful. I saw that video of Vince just showing it to the world, and it was very cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it in person. It's definitely mind-blowing when you walk in there and there's that many people. Every year, it's awe-inspiring to see that one man could build a company like that. Well, with the wrestlers, too.
But did you get media passes this year?
For what, WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I plead the fifth. Let's keep going.
I got denied. Let me just throw that out there.
You got that's no reason for that. Corey, dude, Callahan, and I mean that.
One day.
Your Shield interview was great. You did the other day. And I think, too, that when I saw you guys doing the Evil Piper and all last year, I think you guys are really good. I'm a huge fan. So
I think
it's a matter of time. I really do, buddy.
Thanks, man. Let's talk about the big event. Let's start with the main event.
And back again. If it makes you feel any better, dude, there was only probably about 10 radio stations from around the country and 10, probably maybe 12 for the media passes. So it's really higher upper echelon. No offense to you, but it's hard to get in there. And they're big names, like Opie and Anthony, I don't know if you guys know them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, don't feel bad. Your show is phenomenal.
Well, it's actually interesting you say that because Smack Talk Radio Live has come a long way
sure
in the
has.
2.5 years that we've been going. And actually, I had a very long conversation with the WWE about what they think of our show. And it's worth mentioning, they absolutely love what we're doing. And they keep telling me to keep going. And really, the biggest asset that we have with our show is time. And the longer we go, the longer the bigger the audience we
build.
You're
100% correct.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack.
No,
go ahead.
No,
I do
good.
That easily.
I appreciate that. Brian, that's why we have you on the show the night before WrestleMania. No. Let's talk about the main event.
Okay.
Rock versus John Cena 2. It could go either way with your opinion here. I'm very interested to hear it. Are you a fan of what they've done for the main event of WrestleMania 29?
Well, here's my long-winded answer. I'm a fan of what they do just because I can't say yes or no until I see how it plays out in the long run. But the build has definitely been weird. I don't think the Rock Cena match is carrying as much as it did last year, but it's the second time. It's been what it's been. I don't think that it's selling. I don't think that Rock Cena is selling the match because you got Rock. You got so many big events. I think the name in New York City was going to be a sure sellout. I don't know if they realize that. I don't think the build's been atrocious, but it's not gold either. It's there.
I've argued that it's a bit of an issue. The fact that they sold out, well, not sell out, but they sold 70,000 WrestleMania tickets before even announcing the main event. So it's almost like it doesn't matter what the main event is.
No,
the people
know.
Are going.
It's
WrestleMania.
It's like when you go to the circus. You don't go, I'm going to see the trapeze act. You go, I'm going to the circus. And I think that's kind of what WrestleMania is this year, where you're not going for just the one match. You're going for the experience.
The spectacle.
That's what it's becoming.
Is that wrong or is that right?
It can be bad. It can be good. I mean, if they put themselves on cruise control and they know that, then it's bad. I don't think the wrestlers ever do that. I don't think the company ever says they're going to do that. I think people say they are because they don't, you know, fans aren't always going to get what they want. Fans aren't always going to be happy. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think the name is going to continue to build. The brand will continue to build. If you could have a sure sellout every year and make millions of dollars, it's not a bad thing, you know, any way they can do it. If you focus on one guy like John Cena, like they used to, just a Hulk Hogan or something, then when that guy leaves, your company can crumble. So I think the thought process is to spread it out, you know, so it won't crumble if one guy leaves.
Why did they go Rock versus Cena this year?
Cena needs his win back.
Is that all it is?
I don't think it's Cena's. From Cena's point, I just think that he lost last year. He's the face of their company. If I'm Vince McMahon and a major movie star, I mean, Rock is now calls me and says, "Hey, I want to come on your show and I want to lose to your top guy and then I want to shake his hand," which will probably happen, something like that, unless they have an angle plan in the ring afterwards. And then I want to come back next year and wrestle Brock Lesnar. If he says he's going to lay down and The Rock agrees, you'd be a fool not to do that, I would think, business-wise.
Do you think this is more The Rock foreshadowing or John Cena foreshadowing to WrestleMania 30? Because I've said on our show in the past couple weeks that if John Cena loses to The Rock, and I know that seems unlikely, but if he was to lose to The Rock, it's because he's taking on Undertaker at WrestleMania 30. Do you see that happening at all?
That's a very good point, and I think that I'd have conversations with some of my friends about that.
I would think that if John Cena lost, it's for that reason. If John Cena won, it's because they're setting up John Cena Rock 3 at WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans. That make sense?
Why would they set up John Cena Rock 3? If they could look, it's very even Steven booking where if Rock won last year, Cena gets his win back, they both won once. From Rock's perspective, this is none of my perspective, this is how I see things. Nobody's going to get hurt. It's even Steven, everyone's cool, and everyone leaves happy, and then you move The Rock into something else. And if you're talking about Undertaker next year, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do want to tell you, everyone thinks it's a sure thing Undertaker's going to win this year. And I think it's a pretty sure thing, but I also think, I didn't even hear what he said, but I also think some drunk guy just walked by and yelled. I also think that... you know, Undertaker's win isn't a sure lock. It's not a lock this year. I really believe that.
We're going to get to that.
Sorry.
No, it's all
excited.
Good.
Excited.
I know, it's all good.
WrestleMania!
Let me ask you this. Do you think the WWE has convinced you, or have they done a good job in making you want to see Rock versus Cena 2?
From my perspective, from fans' perspectives, if I'm looking at fans that are paying their money and their demographic they're looking for, I think every kid would want to see that, that like Cena. I think that they're making people come back. I was in Philadelphia, sold out Raw 2 weeks ago, and I looked at the crowd. A lot of older faces, Attitude Era-like crowd. I think they brought those people back, so I think they have done an effective job with that. I do think, maybe it's because I've been busy with everything else I've been doing, but I do think that promotion-wise, with Twitter and with being on the sides of buses. I haven't been in New York. I've been in Philly. But I feel like it hasn't been as good this year with that. And that's being said, again, I don't think it's been bad. They know they're coming to New York, and this is the buzz is always going about it. So not horrible. No, I don't think it's been horrible.
Either way, final prediction, Brian Socia, who are you taking tomorrow?
John Cena. John Cena's got to get his win back. He deserves to get his win back. Everybody that hates John Cena, that's fine. I understand that. But you got to respect the guy. He's a quintessential wrestling superstar. He interacts with children. He's good to children. I mean, we had our Hulk Hogan's. He's the modern-day Hulk Hogan. He works hard for that company. He's a great face to have. And if you're listening to this and you're saying, Socia's an idiot, that's fine. But you got to look at outside of what you think and think about what's right for what they're trying to do. And John Cena's right. John Cena's not too loved. He's not too hated. I'd rather be in the middle, hated and loved, than loved and hated, because you're always going to have a job that way.
Last question about the main event before I move on to the other matches. If Cena loses, do you see him turning heel in any way?
A lot of people are talking about that. I'm sorry. A lot of people are talking about that, but I don't see it happening. I don't think he's the Hulk Hogan level yet, where Hulk Hogan dropped off and had to turn heel. I think Cena's still got money-making potential. WWE sees that. Yeah. I think it would be foolish to turn him heel now, as cool as it would be. And, I think it would be foolish to do that from a business standpoint, especially when they have The Rock there to shake Cena's hand and put him over to everybody. That's just how I feel.
Fair enough.
No Cena heel turn.
I know you're tight for time, so we're going to keep it quick here.
It's not my fault. My driver wants to go. I don't.
It's all good. Well, you got a limo driver? That's Brian Socia here from Philadelphia. He's got his own limo driver. Okay, let's keep it quick here. Undertaker, CM Punk, very interesting matchup. A lot of people are saying Undertaker is going to continue the streak. I think that's the obvious route. My question for you is, if it wasn't CM Punk to end the streak, who would it be?
Well, I, that's, again, loaded question, because CM Punk, I don't think, needs to end the streak. I think that they need somebody else who they have to build first to set up to end the streak, not just some guy and let him do it, because they have to have a future for him. I don't know who could end the streak. That's a year away if CM Punk doesn't. I don't think it should be Cena. I really don't. I think he maybe should never have the streak ended.
Interesting.
I mean, there's so many schools of thought with that. You can go anyway.
James thinks it could be the one of the members of the Shield that ends the streak. Do you agree with that in any way?
Next year?
He didn't really specify a time, but...
Well, James' opinion doesn't matter because he's not here, and I'm kidding, James. I love you and I miss you, buddy. I'm just busting your chops. I hate being mean. No, James, your opinion does matter. I actually agree with a lot of your stuff. Just busting
your
chops.
But would you agree with that idea that it could be someone from the Shield?
Yeah, I could see maybe... We'll see how they develop. I think there's three very talented members of the Shield with three big futures. Mm-hmm. I just think that we're going to have to wait and see because we have to see where WWE places them. I don't think WWE's done the best job of placing them where they need to be. I think they're kind of just swimming around. Mm-hmm. But when they're ready to break, they're going to break. And it wouldn't shock me if somebody's getting in a streak, and that would be the guy you do it with, a young guy like a Dean Ambrose who has something, but you have to put the development behind him first.
Do you think we see John Cena versus The Undertaker before the streak even remotely ends?
I think we should see John Cena versus The Undertaker, but I don't know if Taker's even going to continue, man.
Yeah. Because it's very interesting, isn't it?
They could end it this year. It'd be beautiful. Big tribute to Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
One of my buddies, Jason Yeh, says that he swears that Paul Bearer is still alive and it's an angle. He's going to come back and up CM Punk 1. Now, if they did that, hey, think about when the angle started. If they did that, how big of an angle would that be? And WWE.com was the first people to announce Paul Bearer died. That's his thing.
Yeah.
Not going to happen, but in our imaginary world, imagine they did that angle. The internet would be pissed. They would. The internet would be, oh, that's so disrespectful. No, it's awesome if they did that.
So your buddy's saying Paul Bearer is coming out on stage with Tupac and Elvis. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, and Biggie, too.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Brock Lesnar, Triple H. The last of the big three matches. How do you see this one going down Sunday?
Triple H is probably going to win. Which makes no sense if they're going to set. Well, if they're going
to. Very interesting because Art O'Cal said last night on their show that he thinks Brock Lesnar is going to win. Well, and Jimmy Cordero said the same thing.
Well, it depends. I think Brock. I'd like to see Brock Lesnar win. What I'm saying is, if they let Triple H win, if that's a decision, next year's WrestleMania, if they do Rock versus Brock, that might be kind of rough. Although there's a year to forget about it. But unless Brock's going to go on another tear for a year and then The Rock's going to end that tear next year, then, you know, that's the only way it would work. That's a hard one, man.
My question to Arda and Jimmy last night was, why put the stipulation of retirement on the line if it's not going to ring true in any sort of way?
I don't like that either. I think that they would have been better off doing the stipulation they teased, like as a joke, where they said the winner gets Stephanie. They could do the old angles like they did from the 80s where Stephanie had to serve Paul and... Brock Lesnar, and they could have done the thing where they make her do, that would have been brilliant TV. I would have rather seen that. The retirement thing, I'm not as in that has no bearing for me. I don't care about the stip.
Does Stephanie have an involvement tomorrow?
If Brock wins, it would be where Stephanie distracts Triple H.
Yeah.
Or the other way, HBK. HBK's there too. See,
I don't like the HBK involved.
He didn't need to be there.
No.
He didn't need to be there, but it's HBK and Mania, so they needed a place for him.
The point of needing HBK on WrestleMania?
I think you're past the point of needing anybody on WrestleMania. Again, I think the name sells itself, but I don't think fans would be like, oh, they might have said HBK's not here, but I don't think it would ruin their lives and ruin the Mania. Unless there's a big angle plan where he's involved in something, and then maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
So your final prediction for this match?
This is a hard one, dude. I'm going to go, and this is hard for me. I'm just going to say Triple H, law of logic with WWE and how it works, you know?
I know. It's a tough one.
Or non-logic, I don't know.
Have you, the word predictability, has it been evident this year, or is it really not so obvious this year?
You see, a lot of people are saying it's too predictable, and I was having this conversation the other day with a caller to my show. I think that it's so predictable, if this makes sense, it's almost not predictable. Like, it's almost so safe and so stable that you think they're going to do something. But who knows? I mean, that's how I feel about it.
Would you be disappointed if they went the predictable route for the majority of the matches?
Look, man, I've never left a WrestleMania, and I went to WrestleMania 15 in Philly, which was rough, but except for Rock Austin. But Boss Man got hung. Yeah. But I've never left a WrestleMania disappointed because of the spectacle. I really never have. No, I wouldn't be disappointed. I'm happy to be here. I love seeing how the fans are excited to be here, and I'm happy to see the rest. It's just such a good place to be. I'm never disappointed with WrestleMania.
Quickly, before I let you go, let's just remind everyone, how do you listen to Brian Socia? You're in Philadelphia. We're in Vancouver. How do we hear you when you're not on Smack Talk Radio Live?
I usually open my window in my bedroom and scream at it real loud. So just, no.
And I'm usually hanging outside your bedroom window.
That was a horrible joke. Thank you for trying to like go with that, but it was really bad. What the honest way is, you can go to beneaththemat.com. That site needs to sorely be updated. Your best way to find my interviews and stuff would be on YouTube channel. It's Beneath, not Beyond. It's Beneath the Mat, DOT.com, spelled out. And you can also go to mixphiladelphia.com. That's the radio station in Philly that I broadcast.
I see a lot of hashtag social networks. Is that growing?
I'm trying to make it grow, man. I'm trying to make
What's the official hashtag again?
I do hashtag social network, SOSCIA. That's my radio show, The Social Network, Brian Socia out of Philly. That's probably the best hashtag. I mean, you can hashtag BTM wrestling for Beneath the Mat. Mm-hmm. It's all kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Hey, Brian, I can't thank you enough for coming on our show tonight, man.
Bro, listen.
This is a tradition. I hope to continue this years down the road.
I feel bad because they're forcing me to leave here, and I don't want to. I wish I could stay on all night long.
It's all good, bro. You got some partying to do.
Oh, God. I don't want to. So, yeah, I'm a big partier.
It's the night before WrestleMania.
I might miss the show tomorrow. Then that won't be predictable. But I think that you guys have a great show. I love you guys. I love James. I'll call in or whatever, like I said. I just love being a part of it, and I love what you guys do, and I wish you guys much success. And, you know, that's that. Yeah, I had a great time.
It's all good.
Thank you for having me, bro. Seriously.
Thank you.